And to lead a balanced life, I have to think through all those roles and in some way include them in this very brief statement, this mission statement. I suggest those are the fundamental criteria of good mission statements, not only for individuals, but also for families and for organizations.
Once you've developed a mission statement, how do you enact it? How do you make it real? In the next section of this program, Stephen explores the power of planning and presents the organizing principles that lead to empowerment. He uses the image of the four quadrants as an analogy for how we manage ourselves and our time. You'll find an illustration of the four quadrants on the cassette package. Here again is Stephen Covey.
I think one of the most helpful things is to have some kind of an organizing tool that constantly pushes you up against the roles that you have identified in your mission statement and then the goals that you want to achieve under each of those roles within the guidelines of the principles that you've identified, which means long-term planning, intermediate planning, short-term planning. I do not believe in planning less than 1 week. I think people that are in the day-to-day planning are just prioritizing crises, and they'll find themselves buried in the thick of thin things and managing their life by crises. So I think the shortest unit of planning should be a week. That doesn't mean we don't adapt on a daily basis because we can't anticipate everything in a week. Things come up. We have to adapt to be flexible. But if you think in terms of a full week and each of the significant roles of your life and the goals you want to accomplish that week within the larger long-term goal context, I honestly think that is an extremely powerful tool to help you get disciplined. And people that do this continually tell us their lives become balanced. They are amazed that they ever lived in the thick of thin things before.